I got butterflies in my stomach for this mission, guys. I can't believe it's been 10 years and we finally get to catch Lyle.
You guys, I pulled a lot of strings to get us into this gala in Geneva.
I got a mission for you. Choose to accept it. Mission Impossible, get it?
We accepted it 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're here.
I got my old man mask on. I'm in disguise.
I'm catering right now. You're making it very tough to do it with all this banter.
Nice serving there, Tuffy. I can see you on the cameras.
Cheese puff? Cheese puff?
All right, thanks, Simon, for being in the van like the Ving Rhames.
I've never seen you in a dress, Tuffy.
Me neither. I'm in a suit.
Make sure Lyle doesn't recognize you. You need to try to dance with him. To get close enough so that we
I can't do a dance. I'm fucking serving.
He would recognize her. You're the one with the disguise.
You have the disguise on.
You gotta fucking dance with him, bro. You gotta
dance with Lyle.
You're the only one that won't blow our whole position up.
I could just dance over and be like, can I cut in?
Get in there.
All right, hip swing now.
You got this, Corey. Keep doing it. Yeah, do that upside down twerk thing you do. Yeah.
Hey, can I cut in here? Before you can answer.
Simon, switch it to tango.
I got the paramedic suit on, and I'm going to leave the camera, so you guys are going to be blind for a bit, but I'm on my way in to play the paramedic.
Tuffy, you're going to have to clear this entire tray of the shrimp puffs, and then once it's empty, you're going to have to throw it down and try to trip Lyle while he's dancing with Corey.
Okay, here I go.
A tray!
Yeah. Ooh, that
oh
looks
my
out.
God.
Looks like it hurt. He fell on his dick.
Ew.
It's working. He just tripped on the tray. Look at him go.
Wait, no, I have chloroform in my pocket. Just for these occasions. Oh, sir, you have blood on your face. Let me wipe it off. Go to sleep.
Punch him out. Punch him out quickly, Tuffy. Punch him again.
Good night, Lyle. Pleasant dreams. Oh, thank God the paramedics are here. He just passed out.
Look out, look out. Give me some room.
Give him some room, you fucking people. Back up.
Back up, back up.
That's okay. I can take your trash. I can take your trash.
You guys, hurry the fuck up. His security detail has just come in the other side of the room from you guys.
All right, let's get him on a gurney. Get him out of here. Stat, stat, stat.
Hey, I don't really need this mask anymore, guys. I'm going to take it off.
Yeah, you can pull it off.
It's so hot under here. Oh, my face.
Oh, shit, you guys, I fucking think we did it. We just got Lyle. We got him after 10 years. I just want to say to you guys, I really appreciate you committing 10 years of your life, like not having, letting the best years of your life go, not having kids.
Yeah, I'm barren. I'm barren now.
Yeah, basically, you're not fertile anymore.
I made all my girlfriends have abortions.
I missed out on the whole crypto bubble.
I wanted to do the muscle woman circuit, but, you know, that really takes some dedication.
It's going
to
look suspicious if we keep Lyle just out here passed out for no reason.
No, put him in the van. No one's around yet. Put him in the van. We'll take him to that weird abandoned house that we drove by.
Wait, that guy over there just saw. I'll go handle him.
Go handle it.
Yeah.
Hey, you, what the fuck are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Are you Corey Waves?
I'm not Corey Waves.
Hey, it's Corey Waves. Look, hey.
I'm recording this on my phone.
Let's get out of here, Corey. What the fuck?
Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Hey, Corey Waves just stole my phone and kidnapped that guy.
Tuffy, get us out of here.
Gonna be tons of people looking for us now, so we gotta make sure we find somewhere that's like really secluded.
Yeah, like this abandoned house. Are you not
like this abandoned house? Like Tuffy said.
Oh, that's perfect.
Did you not hear her?
Oh, he's just getting old. He's got like dementia.
I'm 79 years old.
How long are your fingers?
Yeah, they got really.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they got quite big.
All right, we're here.
Hang on a sec. Are those just bats just flying around in counterclockwise above the house?
Wait, is this the house that your sister was murdered in, Captain? Because I remember you told us that story one Halloween.
You just recently told us about the house that your sister died in.
And she was, like, murdered, right?
Holy shit, you guys. I have no memory of this.
I think you blocked it out because it was so traumatic.
But I feel like every time you get drunk, you tell us about it.
So let's get the captain drunk! Drink, 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 drink.
Woo, I'm getting so drunk.
Tell us about that dead sister of yours.
Oh, my dead sister, Ellen.
Is she hot?
Is she hot?
Wow, Simon, you're quite drunk too.
Woo! Yeah, when Simon gets drunk, he starts hitting on dead people.
Can I merge my data with her?
I fucking love this side of Simon.
Imagine the captain, but with long hair and boobs, and like that's probably what his sister looks like.
I'll take it.
He ain't picky.
So anyway, tell us about how your sister got maybe murdered here.
Yeah, no, she got like stabbed like some crazy number of times, like 250 or something really creepy.
Whoa, by who?
I think his head looked kind of like a clown.
Oh, and his dick was like a knife. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
He was knife dick.
I think it started off as like consensual, but it got weird.
We got Lyle in the house.
I'm gonna kick him. I fucking hate him.
Let's serve sushi on him, his naked body.
I don't want to serve. Ew. What? No.
I got drunk. Sorry.
Simon, you're a fucking wild card.
I mean, who knows what he'll say next?
Captain, this was your plan. What do you want to do with Lyle?
You know, you spend your whole life like chasing your demons, and then when you get it. It's like, what do, you know? Kill him, or...
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, oh my god, the chandelier fell on his head!
How? What are the possibilities?
This is tough to see.
We never got to question him!
My blood boner!
Oh man, 10 years of chasing this guy and a chandelier kills him. Can you believe it?
I think I would have wanted to, like, strangle him a bit. Or, like, punch him around, you know? I never got that chance.
I wanted to break all of his bones.
That was very unexpected.
If we can't torment him in life, we can torment him in death. I think maybe we should bury him in a shallow grave, and then I'll piss on his body.
And then I'll do a shit on his face.
Just to get this straight, we're planning on doing some kind of ritual that makes his ghost like.
We're
going to
desecrate his passing.
Yeah, we're not
going
to do a ritual, Captain. We're going to desecrate his body. It's a very different thing.
We're not going to let him go to Valhalla.
We can even play soccer with his head for a bit.
A pentagram on his grave.
And then you take his head off his body and bury it upside down. This is what you're supposed to do.
I mean, if you were going to do that somewhere, like this seems like the house to do it at, you know?
You mean the house that your sister was murdered in?
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
This is a sister murder house.
I think I posed in front of this house on one of my magazines, and the photographer's sister died here, too.
All right, weird pitch. We eat a bunch of green burritos from Carl's Jr., and then we do a pentagram made out of a fucking sludge that comes out the other end.
All right, I would participate in that. That sounds like fun.
All right, he's desecrated. He will never leave this grave.
I'm having a tough time keeping my eyes open, so I guess I'm going to go to bed, you guys.
I calculate we have about 6 hours to sleep.
Yeah, let's all sleep now.
Will someone read me a bedtime story?
You've got me feeling emotions deeper than I've ever feeling.
Oh my god, I got the biggest boner. All right, time to masturbate.
I'm just a small girl.
A ghost? Coming out of the porno mag? What the fuck?
Have you seen my brother?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen my brother?
Oh my gosh, the lights are flickering and everything's shaking.
Have you seen my brother?
Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna brush my teeth today. I'll just go to bed. I wish I had my,
Have you seen my brother?
I can't believe this. This isn't science.
He said you called that a knife. Have you seen my brother? Oh, God, it was so tough having to sit through that story. How ungodly. I guess I'm going to just hunker down here in this chapel and... pray, do a little prayer before I go and sleep in a pew. Have you seen my brother?
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
He was going to show me a knife.
Dear Lord, please make this little scary girl go away.
Have you seen my brother?
Oh my god!
Tuffy, everything okay?
No, everything is not okay. I saw your sister.
I saw a ghost, but I can't say that it was a ghost because I'm still agnostic about it, but I think I saw a ghost.
Could the three of you keep it down? I'm trying to get scared in there by your sister's ghost. Oh my God, that's what I saw.
Just relax, you guys. You know, I think maybe my story kind of spooked you. Just need some sleep, you know? We've been burning the candle at both ends lately. Am I right, you guys? So just shut the fuck up and go to bed, okay?
What's going on? Is that the ghost of Lyle?
He's mad we desecrated his body!
It's going towards the captain! What's happening to him?
I'm possessed. I'm fucking Lyle, and I'm possessing a captain's body right now. Look at this. Haha.
Oh, no!
No!
Look at this. I'm going to make him whip his dick out and spin it around. Haha.
Oh,
I got some in my
eye. Disrespectful.
He's uncircumcised.
What are you going to do to us?
I'm going to kill you, I guess. Come at me, you little bitches.
I'm not a bitch. I'm a fucking broad. Powerful.
Get him, Tuffy.
Here
I
come.
Just
Tuffy.
Fucking strong stuff. Yeah.
You killed Tuffy!
She was the toughest one!
What are we gonna do now? Dude, I'm scared. You go first.
Lyle, I can't beat you with strength, but maybe I can beat you with my knowledge of chess.
You use your data.
All right. I accept upon one caveat, and that's that it's rap battle.
Checkmate.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you.
Oh, no! That's not fair.
I split your body up.
Wait a minute. So the chess game didn't matter? You're just going to kill him anyway?
Yeah, Corey, you're next. What do you got for me?
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, don't kill me. Oh, God, mommy. Mommy. Oh, please don't kill me. Oh, God.
That was really pitiful.
My dick!
Oh, come on. Now he's bleeding out. I didn't even get to kill him gruesomely.
Is that you, brother?
Whoa.
Get out of here, Lyle. Now it's me, the captain, talking.
Brother!
Hey, little sister. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. What's up?
I wanted to tell you that I don't mind that you stabbed me, that I understand you have a lot of mental pressures being a time traveler. I don't blame you.
Ellen, I'm sorry I stabbed you upright and proper. I didn't mean to. I guess I lost my marbles.
Well, brother, you're harnessing an evil version of yourself inside of you.
Yeah, it seems like really the only way to face Lyle is if I have my sister who I needed all along for us to come together to kill Lyle.
That's sweet. And the only way to save you is to send you back in time through this portal. It'll kill Lyle, but save you. But before you go, one more thing. You called it a hug. Just give me a hug.
Oh, so good to hug you.
All right, get out of here.
Oh, that fucking sea cake piece of shit, Lyle. Oh, I jumped through this portal. Oh, fuck you, Lyle.
Corey, Tuffy, and Simon are all dead, killed by the captain, who was possessed by Lyle, who is now trapped in an iceberg, only to be found millions of years later. And that is the story we leave you with. Happy Halloween.